Okay, so we're sitting down with Lost As Found, who just shredded the live studio here. They're a two-piece indie rock band coming from Winnipeg, Manitoba, or the surrounding communities.
That's more or less accurate, yes. St. Anne, Manitoba, moved to Winnipeg. And
And who are you? What do you do? How old are you? Where do you come from? Tell me about yourself.
That's a lot of questions, I'd say. I have answers to like three of those. So my name is Dana Pond. Like I said, I come from St. Anne in Manitoba. I grew up out there. I moved to the city for university. I studied video game design, psychology, and physics. It's a weird trifecta. Mm-hmm. I work in a government call center. I don't think I'm legally allowed to tell you more than that, other than I work there. And I have been there for 9 years too long.
Okay. You said psychology in there. Like, the lyrics of your songs are awesome and definitely hit like ups and downs. I want to say notes of like romance and depression and also just uplifting positivity of like cultural pop. How does that find its way in to your music? Like, is it the job? Is it the rural town?
Don't give them any credit. I initially wanted to study consciousness as well as computers to upload my brain into a computer of my own making where I could be God. So I thought the Matrix was really cool, and either we're in it or I'm going to put myself in one where I can control the rules. So psychology, video game design, and physics seemed to suit that very well. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having a mental breakdown, a bad reaction due to some antidepressants, and then as I was just recovering from that, I had a really bad breakup, and so I went through the whole heartbreak thing. So I figured with, depression, suicidality, love, heartbreak, romance, and just what is consciousness, what are we, what is this place, how do we find meaning when everything falls apart?
Wow. So we put that into songs.
Yeah. It's how I get the awful feelings out of me. I try to transmute my pain into something beautiful.
I think you're doing a great job, because these songs, I just enjoyed listening to them. So you're doing a good thing so far.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Where did this, like, you just told where to start. Like, do you see it going anywhere, or is this like a therapeutic outlet? Like, what's your, your vision? Do you have a goal? Does there need to be a goal? I don't even know if I should ask that.
I've never wanted to come across as disingenuous, and I think my first album that I ever released was was more of an art project for this girl that I was madly in love with. We broke up and I was trying to win her back, and I was going to pick her up at the bus depot and say, like, cause I wrote a few songs for her, and she was like, "You write songs for everyone you date." And I was like, "Well, then I'll write a whole album for you, because I don't do that for everyone I date, now do I?" And yeah, I dedicated the entire first album to her, and she doesn't even know that it exists. Was not able to get her a copy because she totally blacklisted me, removed me from her life. And then the other music was just dealing with that. I was like, well, I already put my emotions into one. I guess I can keep going with this. And it was, so I guess there is no goal. It's just getting as much of this out of me as I can, and then organizing it into a audibly appealing way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whatever comes of it, comes of it. I like playing for people, but they don't. That was never the goal. The goal was just do my own thing and write music that I like based on artists who inspired me. And a lot of it is like I was kind of madly in love with Emily Haynes growing up. From that trick.
Okay. Very cool. I also noticed a Placebo cover. Love Placebo as well. Where does that come from? Like, your voice timbre and pitch clearly has like the Brian Molko kind of sound, but there's also a bit like, I would say like Connor Oberst in there as well. But like, do you take influence from Placebo?
I do. I take influence from Placebo as well as Our Lady Peace, mm-hmm. and Panic at the Disco and Metric. Then that kind of little niche area of like indie alt, really big meaning, but also like I don't give a fuck about what I'm singing.
Right. Those are really big bands that I enjoy as well. It's cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Speaking of performing in front of people, you have a show at the Pyramid Cabaret coming up this Saturday?
This Friday. Music should start at 7. As far as I was informed, that this is the first time that Lost Is Found is ever going to be headlining. So it's me and my best friend, Pert, going on stage and rocking it together.
Yeah. That's really cool. And is this for something, just like a personal show? Like, is someone else putting it on? Like, what are the deets on this pyramid show on Friday night?
I had an angel come to me in a dream. It taught me a song. I woke up, I recorded it, and within 2 hours, I had an email saying, hey, we found your music. Can you play in Road to Indie Week? So I played in Road to Indie Week, and someone was like, hey, I'm an agent. Would you like to have me promote your sound and get you shows? And, well, I couldn't really say no to that. And I was like, okay, sure. The angel led me here. And this is going to be the show that the angel led me to. The song that came to me was called Lights Out. I didn't perform it today. But I'm going to be performing it. That's the name of the show is, like, the performance is Lost as Found, Lights Out. And it's a performance piece similar to, like, Bo Burnham's What. And I go up there and ask some big questions and give you answers in the form of sound. And we see if everyone walks out of that room asking themselves what that was.
That sounds great. So for everyone who's tuning into this, this Friday at the Pyramid Cabaret, Lost as Found.
Yeah, tickets are available on myafton.com/lostasfound.
Cool.
Currently for $14.
Excellent. Right on. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. It was awesome being here. It was really cool.
Great. All right.